Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is presented by Middle Tennessee Electric. Get into the holiday spirit in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual tree lighting. It's powered by MTE. It will be Friday, December the 5th at 6 o'clock. So they'll have caroling. You can visit with Santa. The magic of the tree lighting, of course. The new tree is up. I don't know how tall it is, but it's a huge artificial tree. Natural tree, I guess, if you want to call it that, was diseased and had to be taken down. So this was a way to quickly render that not a problem for the tree lighting. But it's all going to happen in terms of the lighting on December the 5th. And that is a big weekend. We've got other things going on as well. From the Middle Tennessee Choral Society, the director, Angela Tipps, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's cold in here, Brian.
Yeah,
I
know.
We hang meat in here.
I've heard others say that before.
But I'm doing fine.
It's right there over in that corner.
Okay.
So,
all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm blowing in right in front
it's
of that
okay.
equipment.
It's okay. I'm hardy. I can take it.
So, Middle Tennessee Choral Society is getting geared up for a big next few weeks, apparently.
We do have a couple of events back to back. I was here Monday on Scott's program talking about the Messiah sing-along. That's the Sunday, November 30th. That's the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everybody can come buy a ticket and come bring your music and sing along. We're just going to throw it open and see who wants to come sing Messiah for us. And there's information about it on our website. We can talk about that later. But
Okay. Then
the next week, right after the tree lighting, 48 hours after that, I can't believe it's here already.
I know.
On Sunday evening, December 7th, is our annual holiday concert. And we've got about 85 people singing and a big brass section and organ and percussion doing a piece called Gloria by John Rutter, who's an English composer. We've done a lot of his music in the past. And it's just a really wonderful 15-minute work. And then we're going to have some carols that are arranged by Bob Chilcott, another Englishman. And they both coincidentally have birthdays. John Rutter turned 80 this year and Bob Chilcott turned 70. So it's a birthday, not just Baby Jesus, but John Rutter and Bob Chilcott. Anyway, some those carols are accompanied by piano, our fabulous pianist, Elena Easley, and just good old-fashioned from Jingle Bells to Away in a Manger to We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So it's a really festive, and that one's free. Sunday, June. Good night. December, wishful thinking. December 7th at 7 o'clock.
It'd be nice if, well, I don't know. It might be nice if Christmas was in June. But
something about that is wrong. Although, it feels like it's June out there. It's 71 degrees today.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, it's Tennessee. Who knows on December 7th?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Could be 12 degrees.
Absolutely.
So all of this is taking place, the two events at Hinton Hall?
Yes, at MTSU in the Wright Music Building. And there's parking right there. Both of those events, I don't think there's anything going on that day, so it should be really easy to park right out on Falconberry, right where the baseball lot is, and just walk right in.
So talk to us a little bit about how there's a lot of MTSU flair with the Middle Tennessee Choral Society,
yes,
but they're really kind of separate entities.
They are separate entities. You know, the Choral Society was started in 1969, way back with probably T. Earl Hinton, who started a community chorus. It's gone through a couple of different directors, Dr. Sandra Willits and Dr. Bundage, who was conducting it for 37 years. And about 4 years ago, he retired from that, and I took that on. So it's always had a connection with the director being someone on faculty at MTSU. And we do rehearse at MTSU in the choir room there, and they are kind enough to let us have our concerts at Hinton Hall. Mm-hmm. But we're really kind of two different things, two different entities. For the Messiah sing-along, we're co-sponsoring it, though.
Nice.
They've been nice to let us have some shared wealth. All of the ticket revenue goes to paying the orchestra members, so nobody's really making any money.
Right.
We're hoping to sell enough tickets to pay the violins to come and play and the trumpet to come go on Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah, you know? Of course. Yeah. Gotta have that.
You gotta
right?
have that.
So the Choral Society, who makes up the Choral Society?
Oh gosh, we have all kinds of different walks of life. We have folks who have just sung in a church or community choir all their lives in their 80s. We have brand new recent graduates of MTSU, folks who've sung in my choirs that want to continue singing even though they're not music majors anymore, and so they're there. We have people who make a living as choir directors in churches or schools. We have folks who just do it as an avocation, like my husband. He comes and sings like he has a choice. He really doesn't have a choice to come. But all kinds of walks of life, just folks who love choral singing and want to come together on Tuesday nights and do a Christmas concert. And then we have a spring concert as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess it helps to have someone like you who know so many in that community or have taught so many in that community.
I've been around a while. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I have. Maybe. I've been around a while. This is my 28th year at MTSU. And of course, I grew up here. I'm a native of Murfreesboro and got lots of family here. So, you know, I do know people and they're happy to, they want to come sing and I don't mind asking them, hey, come sing with me.
You know, that's something about those who are musically inclined. Usually any opportunity to sing, they'll do it.
Correct. Yeah.
It's just kind of in the blood.
Yeah. Well, even my kids, you know, I was at St. Paul's Episcopal for a long time, over 20 years, and I'm no longer there because I wanted to have one job instead of two. And so my kids are going, Mom, what are we going to do for Christmas Eve? Because they've always just kind of sung the services at Christmas Eve. What do normal people do on Christmas Eve? So even they are looking for places to use their skills, their talent.
Well, I know that the fact that this event has been going on, Christmas has been a pretty consistent, I think, event for the Choral Society.
Absolutely. And for many, many years, they did Messiah with Dr. Bundage. Everybody just kind of looked towards that, and he did it for years. And so when he retired from that and was still at MTSU, he continued to do Messiah with the MTSU choir. And I thought, nobody needs to do that while Raphael's there, because that's just an important piece for him. So when he retired, we thought, well, this is a way to honor that tradition, to keep Messiah being sung at MTSU in the month of December or November, and put a little different spin on it, you know, to have everybody come and sing who wants to.
Yeah. So that's November 30th.
That's November 30th. That's Thanksgiving Sunday.
Now, when you say Messiah sing along, mm-hmm. so educate those of us who are not musically inclined.
Yes. So the Messiah is in three sections, and the first section is all the Christmas stuff, all the stuff you hear on the radio in December, Hallelujah Chorus, all that stuff. And a lot of people have sung it through the years. So many people actually own their own music to it that they've sung in church choir or high school choir or maybe in college, and they just purchased it and or stolen it from the college that they went to. I never gave it back. I'm not saying who. I would never do that. And they can bring their score along, and we have soloists. We have four soloists, Stephen Smith from the university and three of our Choral Society soloists, Amanda O'Connor, Kayla Arnold, and Logan Stewart are all going to sing the solo parts because there's a lot of solos. But there are about four or five choruses. And so you'll come in and we'll let you borrow a score if you don't have one, or you can bring your own, and we'll have you assigned in soprano section, alto section, tenor and bass, and you sit and when it comes your turn to sing, you just sing. So the chorus is really the audience. It should be a really cool event. Now, if you don't want to sing but you want to hear it, you can come and sing in what we call the balcony. It's not really a balcony. It's just the better seats, really, up at the front. So I'm going to be on stage with a small orchestra, but I'm not facing with my back to the audience anymore because the audience is the choir. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, so this is a crapshoot. This is really, we don't know if this is going to work or not, but it should be fun that even if you have never sung it before or if you've sung it every year in December all your life, come and sing with us.
Yeah.
We've got some music we'll provide, or you can bring your own. I belong to a book club of sorts. And one of my book club friends in there said, "Okay, I've got my score. Tell me which parts we're doing. I want to look at it first." You know, people are taking it real seriously.
Well,
it's great. It's great.
And your orchestra, how is that made up?
Well, a couple of faculty members, several faculty members actually, who are haven't gone home for the holidays or are coming back and whatever. So we've got several faculty members, friends of mine. Emily Walsh is always going to be my concert master. She's a violinist, graduate of MTSU, went on to get her master's at Kansas, and she just does everything with me. I'll never have I have to look to my left and there's Emily.
Yeah.
So she's been playing, she played with me at St. Paul's for 22 years. She's going to have to come to my house on Christmas Eve and play because we've spent Christmas Eve together for 22
Maybe
years.
Maybe that's the new tradition.
It might be. It very well might be. And so just friends of mine that I know are capable musicians who can put this together, we're going to meet, the orchestra's going to meet right before the event just to kind of check tempos and anything that's kind of tricky about it. But we're just going to do it. I mean, there's no warm-up. There's no rehearsal. We're just going to come and sing.
It just sounds like
an idiot for doing this. But
appointment singing. I mean,
yes,
it's just
absolutely. Just like make this part of your holiday tradition, we hope.
Kind of like folks just coming out and having a sing-along or
absolutely.
Whatnot. You know?
Absolutely. It's like Christmas carols, but for classical nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there are tickets being sold
to
that.
Yeah, we do need to have tickets for that. Usually Choral Society things are free, like the one on December 7th is free. But this one, we needed to pay the instrumentalist, and we didn't put that in motion in time to kind of put that in our budget. So anything we get goes to the instrumentalists that are there. So that, you can go to the School of Music, MTSU School of Music website, or mtchoralsociety.org, and there's a link that you can get your tickets. Students, MTSU students and faculty and staff are free with the ID. Students get a reduced rate. Adults are $20. We need to sell a couple hundred tickets to get everybody paid for.
Yeah.
We're close to that. We're about, I won't say how much because that, but get your tickets now
close,
before they, we're getting close. So we need to get those tickets going. You can buy them at the door, certainly.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure there's, the right music hall only seats so many people.
Yeah,
so
right.
We gotta get that going.
Okay. So that again is at 3:00. It's on a Sunday afternoon, right after Thanksgiving. You've had your turkey and everything, and 3:00 Hinton Hall at MTSU. And then maybe before our time gets away, we'll hit this December 7th. That's, what, two Sundays after that,
It's the next Sunday. It's 2 weeks back to back.
It sure is.
I really am an idiot. But next year you can say, I told you so.
Well, are you going to, I mean, is this something that we're hoping to continue 2 weeks in a row?
I would love to. Yeah. I don't know about 2 weeks in a row, but I think the Sunday after Thanksgiving is a great time because a lot of church choirs sort of have that day off if they're rehearsing in the afternoon, and yet it really kind of helps you spiral into the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about Choral Society members. They're also church choir directors and members, and so we gotta use that time wisely. There are only so many weeks.
They're probably getting ready for cantatas
and
stuff after that.
I'm sure they are.
That's
why we try to do the first Sunday in December as our, this is where the Choral Society sings. This is not a sing-along, you know. And so we try to get that out of the way, if you were, because usually that second and third Sunday, folks get busy with their churches, and I don't want to coincide with that.
Absolutely. So on December 7th, it's an evening event, so make a night of it.
It is. And again, we really do try to do afternoon concerts because we know a lot of folks don't drive at night and we've got church commitments as well. But this is really heavy on brass. We have about 7 brass members, trumpets, trombones, bass, trombone, tuba. And the really good ones are used at Sewanee for their lessons and carols. So we got to wait for them to get back to the borough. So that's why it's at 7:00. Truth be told, that's why it's at 7:00. It's an evening concert, but that's free. You just come on in. Should be at less than an hour. You'll be out by 8:00, home by 8:30, ready to put your feet up and get ready for Monday morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and you said a magic word in there, the word free.
Free.
So that's
free,
nice.
Free. Yes.
Always looking for something to do around the holiday time and enjoy some great music. That's obviously a great opportunity for
it
you.
It is, and it's very family friendly as well. Yes, the first piece is in Latin, but we'll have the text there for you. The kids will enjoy. There's timpani and there's all kinds of percussion and brass and organ, so it'll be enjoyable. And then the second half is familiar things, including the audience gets to sing along on Away in a Manger, you know. So lots of very familiar second half pieces that are a little more low key.
You're doing a lot of audience participation.
I know. Well, I love it. I mean, my daddy made a living for years going out to rural schools and having choruses, teaching kids to sing. And I feel like I'm just sort of incarnated in that, you know, that this is that tradition keeping on going, because I really do want everybody to have a chance to sing if they want.
Sure. And it's the universal language.
It is. Absolutely. Everybody knows Jingle Bells and.
Well, don't forget all of the things that we talked about today. There are we'll put links in the podcast section to that and all the dates. And it's mtchoralsociety.org.
Yes.
Online. Angela, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. And don't forget, if you missed part of the conversation, we'll have it up here in a matter of minutes at wgnsradio.com under the Rutherford Issues podcast. Have a good day, everybody.